Triple M's Rush Hour starts in 10 seconds.
I'm already getting excited.
Thanks to the new TaylorMade Tour Response Ball. Swear by it, not at it. The ball designed for you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Radio Craft 101, by the way.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I don't think there's ever been a man with less actual knowledge on a subject.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Yes, we do indeed. Day three, Rush Hour 2020. Billy and Daisy, no Jim. And good to see you, Daisy, hungover again.
Three from three, oh, Billy. Daisy. What a start to my radio career, mate. No, but it is great to be here. A lot to get through. I'm sure you'll be all over a lot of these topics, especially the ones later in the show.
Well, Sean Higgins is coming in. We'll talk about the state of origin and all things there.
And as I was just previously mentioning, can't wait to get to Milan Fashion Week and the little bits we have on that.
And the coronavirus.
Big time. It's everywhere. Potential to threaten the footy season. We'll be across all of that, but off the top, Billy, Deontay Wilder, did you see the quotes that he's came out with today?
Who is Deontay Wilder?
Well, he was beaten in the heavyweight fight on the weekend by Tyson
Fury.
The Gypsy King himself. He's come out and said that the costume he wore into the arena, which weighed
40 pounds,
which I'm not sure on the conversion rate of that.
That's heavy. Yep.
Fury didn't hurt me at all, but the simple fact that that my uniform was way too heavy for me.
Oh, no. So he's blaming the uniform and not being belted up by Fury.
That is correct, which
What was the uniform? What was he dressed as?
It was some sort of, I'm not really sure how you'd best describe it. It was definitely a heavy uniform. we can get it up on the socials. I'm sure everyone will be across that.
£40 and $40,000, by the way, US. That's just strange to come into the ring like that.
And if it did cost you the fight, it's absolutely stupid.
Well, it did, because Fury was too good. Belted him a few good ones. He deserved to win that, Fury.
You didn't wear anything like that into your grand finals, the reason why you lost four?
I did. I was a warrior. I was the same. I was a warrior. I just couldn't perform. But the one that caught my eye was, and we're used to baboons, and in the jungle, of course, three baboons escaped the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital in Sydney. Even Hitch was all over this.
A troop of baboons on the loose outside one of the city's major hospitals. These pictures, just into the newsroom, show the baboons running from the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital. It's believed they escaped from a medical research facility. Remarkable.
Remarkable indeed, Hitch. But I got some questions for you on this one, Daisy, all right?
I'm not overly well-versed with baboons, Bill, but go with them.
Well, you are. You were 30 days in the jungle. Why were the baboons at the hospital and not at the vet?
The male baboon was off to get a vasectomy.
Can't do that at the veterinary?
Well, I'm not too sure. The interesting fact was he had to take his two wives with him for moral support.
Well, hang on, that's my second question. Why has he got two wives, and why has he got two wives at the hospital?
I'm not sure why he has two wives. I'm not sure when the ceremony was either and who was invited. Obviously not you and I, but a very interesting one. The fact that one said it was a procedure and some have said that they may have been there for medical testing was some of the hot debates coming out of that one.
Why why?
Did you take your wife to your vasectomy?
No, I didn't. No, okay. I didn't. I had the old snip and they say you should never do it to a stallion, but the big fella got done. And why
the
do...
Big fella and stallion in one sentence.
That's me. Perfect. Oh, and g'day, Rabs. How are you?
Hey, I couldn't get to my wallet quick enough. Grab the 50 out, and then Jezzle Ego, you beauty.
Oh, thank you, Paul. Okay.
What does that mean?
They were talking about certain parlours on the hot breakfast this morning getting shut down, and that was one of the lads who'd been to one.
And he got something for a 50. That must have been a while ago. Why do baboons have red bums too? That was the other question I had.
I think it has something to do with the red of the bum, the more in season they are for mating.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Have a look at mine.
Which yours is very red, which means it's definitely season in here.
Matty's sitting in with us today too. Look at Matty. Oh, now, of course, the Rush Hour. And we've got some Rush Hour family to say g'day to.
We certainly do. The rural listeners, Bill Mildura.
Yes. Albury.
And our good friends out there in Bendigo, a big hello to you.
Actually, I'm going to Bendigo Saturday night just to do a function to help out some people.
Sounds like it's a cash in and me, robbing the people of Bendigo.
Just putting something back into Bendigo. So, g'day to Albury, Wodonga, Bendigo and Mildura. Good up there. Yes, Raps? All great then. Do something.
It's a rush hour.
High ball inside forward 50. Kangaroos into attack. Higgins off the pack. Higgins snaps and Higgins has done it again.
Oh, he has. He's come in again too. He's one of our favourites, Shawnee Higgins, of course. Two Sid Barker medals at North Melbourne. 220 games now and is a genuine star of the game. Going to play in the State of Origin Friday night. Shawnee, welcome.
G'day, Bill. How are you? Daisy.
G'day, mate.
Now, tell us, how are you? How are you feeling? Because you're getting a bit older now and you've had a few little injuries. I still remember the concussion. You all right?
I'm good, mate. Thanks for your concern. But no, body's really good. I'm fresh, body and mind, and ready for the year, Bill.
Couldn't play last week, I see, in a practice game. You rested?
Yeah, no, I got the game this week, and then we've got our final hit out down in Tassie Monday week, so I'm looking forward to that.
Trying to stitch him up very early on in the piece there, Bill. I did catch a bit of that game last week. Some good signs from some of your young boys.
Yeah, it was a pleasing first half. Obviously, you were there, Dave, so a little bit disappointing in the third quarter, but we had a really young list in and gave some opportunities, some draftees, and also guys that have been on the list for 1 or 2 years and haven't played a lot of senior footy. We also gave an opportunity to Aiden Bonner, who came across from GWS, who looks a likely type, and one of your former Geelong boys.
Yeah, Josh Walker.
Josh Walker, Feathers.
Feathers. Have you had a good look at his bonds?
Yeah, well, we've got a couple of feathers down there at the moment. We've had a little bit of hair off between him and Ben Cunnington, who has also got the plugs.
Big farm strength.
Has he got the plugs?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't know if many people know that with Cunners.
Well, he was in the Herald Sun with it. So,
oh, was he?
Yeah.
He got paid. He actually would have had to talk to someone while they're getting done. A lot of money. Interesting.
The game that we're touching on, it was an okay first half. You got Reece Shaw there, obviously. Things went well last year. How's the preseason been under him?
Yeah, it's been a really good preseason, not just with Shaw in, but we've had a lot of new faces to the football club over the preseason. The probably the advantage for sure, he got 12 weeks with us at the end of last year and we played some pretty good footy to finish off the season and we're able to build on that through the pre-season and we're looking forward to things getting underway in a month or so time.
Talk about off-field changes, unbelievable. So you got Reece, of course, Jade Rawlings.
Yeah, so Jade has come across as pretty senior much assistant. Our senior assistant, yeah.
Brendan Whitecross is down there?
Yeah, so he was there as development coach last year. He's been elevated to forward line coach.
Yeah, I knew that. I was just throwing that one up.
Yeah.
Jared Rivers?
Riv is new.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is new. Look, and he came across from the Pies. He was obviously at the Cats prior to that, and he heads up our back line.
Yes, indeed. And also, Brady Rawlings. What's his role?
Brady Rawlings, our new GM of football, so he's come over from West Coast and obviously a former great of the football club as well. So it's great to have him back and he's enjoying it and we're enjoying having him.
And our former boss here at Triple M, Ben Amafia.
Yeah, he's a new appointment as well. So plenty of new faces and it's great. It's a sense of fresh air and new thoughts, new faces for the players to see. And we're excited for 2020.
Not sure if you caught it during the week, Bill. The boys had photo day. Big Higo here with a bit of his finest work.
Well, what's he done?
Looking an absolute treat. The gun's out. I've seen a few of the boys. Big Madjack.
Yes.
How's he going in his comeback? A great story, but he's an absolute specimen.
Yeah, there's plenty of boys that, with the sort of arms I'm carrying at the moment, I need to go back row. But with Madj and Taz, they were in there doing a few kills prior to the photos being taken. But no, Madge was good. He played last week, so it was great to see Madge back out there. Fantastic for him and his family and also the football club. So really, really good story.
Yeah, you've got the arms crossed and you've pumped up the muscles beautifully.
I need all the help I can get there, Bill.
How long do the photos go now? Because they bring in sponsors and people that have bought photos, haven't they, for their kids and things?
Yeah, it is. Some great support that we get down there.
Worst day of the year, Bill. You can't say that because you're still playing here, but crikey, it goes forever.
They've probably break it up a little bit at the moment. So we only just had the team photo on the weekend, but it's a good 40 minutes of team photo, Bill, because we roll through.
Good. What about the jumper when you got to sign all the jumpers when they line? That's another ordinary day.
Yeah, there's a couple of them throughout the year. Well, days could probably. Yeah, he would have had bigger days than that.
Ours were all not official ones, though, so that's what we got in trouble with. I did see the Saints. They have the. If you have a daughter or son, you can bring that in.
I did see that, yeah.
Did you get to do that? Because I thought that's a great initiative.
It was a great idea. Maybe something that we can look to do next year.
Could have brought Rosie in.
Yeah, she would have run amok there, but.
She understand the foot
initiative? No. I don't know. Not yet, I don't think. She's not even two, but. We might get her along to a few games this year.
Yeah, exactly. She got a golf stick in the hands or kicking around
just
something?
Just working out. Well, she's kicking around the dog at the moment. That's the only thing she's kicking around. But I need to get a tennis racket or a golf club in the hand.
All right. Tailor-made golf clubs would probably help her out, Bill.
That would.
Tailor-made golf. Just
help
say
me
that.
Out too, actually.
The new performance ball. You got to try this one. It is magnificent.
How do you hit it, Bill?
I hit a long, long way and it spins and it's got the cover. What's the cover it's got?
It certainly has a cover. A urethane, 100% urethane cover made for feel and increase spin around the greens.
Well done, Daisy.
You two are running beautifully.
Hey, we'll take a break. Here you go, because you are playing State of Origin football this Friday at Marvel Stadium. We'll talk about that.
For TaylorMade Golf, this is the Rush Hour on Triple M. Dale Thomas, Billy Brownless, Sean Higgins, usually wearing the blue and white, wearing the blue of Victoria on Friday nights.
Oh, beautiful segue looking there. Well done to you, Rabsy, but you're right, and wearing number two. Now, I want to ask you about the numbers, because this is interesting. Because you know how many good players wear number four? Here you go.
Far better players than myself, Bill. I did not even get into the argument of that.
Well, there's Gresham, who wears four.
Yep,
there's
superstar.
Your good self. There's also Toby Green.
Yes.
And there's the Bont.
Yes.
All wear four.
Yep.
But I see for Victoria, number four, Dusty Martin.
And that sits fine with me.
Is it? Were you asked about numbers? Or
you just put down your three preferences,
right,
Bill.
Right.
And I was too smart to put the four.
Yeah,
so I went through and identified a couple of numbers that the boys in the squad didn't have and got the two.
How much are you looking forward to Friday night and putting on the big V jumper?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, from a football perspective, it's great to be able to represent the state. We don't, as players, get that opportunity. But then also, for something far greater than football is the cause that we're playing for, and to be able to raise as much money as possible as the country's done over the last month or two, and to play a small part in that, to be able to put a show on Friday night, and I'm expecting a massive crowd, and the AFL's done a fantastic job, and that for us is even more exciting. But really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great game.
Standing room only tickets left.
Well, there you go.
So
yeah,
it is going
to
be huge. What sort of spectacle are they going to get? How serious do you think you're going to go? Is it going to start off a bit Mickey Mouse and then someone will take it a touch serious and then she's going to be on?
I think it's just going to be on, to be honest, and not in a bad way, but just in a way of wanting to put on a good show. And whenever the ball's bounced and, you know, you did our game on Friday night, Days, you would have seen that, you know, that was a practice match, but guys are building for the season proper. And as I mentioned, when the ball's bounced, you're going to be in there. And there's a couple of big names there that are going to want to put on a show. And I'm sure if scores are tight late on, then the heat's going to be on.
You don't want to end up on anyone's highlights reel either. So if someone does get a big game.
Do not put the moz on me. If I get Mark of the century taken on me, it's the last time I come in here.
You'd love to see Martin V Fife and all Crips or something like that. Just
yeah, well, you're
going to
see that, aren't you? Because, I mean, you look at the midfielders on both sides and the forwards and the key backs. There's going to be some great matchups right across the field.
Jack Riewoldt on the front of the paper today. Will there be any sledging about that little shoot there?
Yeah, it's our first time I saw that. So I'm not sure who I thought that was.
Callum Ward. Yeah.
What's he doing in that suit? What?
I'm not sure, to be completely honest. Maybe we can get him on and he can explain that. But you're right, there's stars everywhere across the board. Who are you most looking forward to playing with or against, Higo?
Oh, well, some of those midfielders. The Bont put on a show on Friday night. So to be able to see him, Martin in the same midfield, and then you can, I mean, you still haven't even mentioned Dangerfield and one of your ex-teammates in Pendlebury. But it'd be great to see a couple of the key forwards kick a bag as well, wouldn't it? It happened last time and the Fev put on a bit of a show, and hopefully one of the key forwards can get going.
Have they told you much about the game? Have you spoke to Damien Hardwick?
No, we'll have a get-together tomorrow, and then we'll have an open media session, training run, followed by a dinner, and then ready to go into Friday night.
All-Stars training tomorrow, they tell us. John Horse Longmire coaching them. Is it sold out, Rabsy? Is that what you're hearing?
Not sold out, but a lot of tickets been sold. I think 55,000.
Good, so there's still a few tickets available. That'll be fantastic. What about some practice games for the North Melbourne Footy Club coming up this weekend?
Yeah, we've got a little hit out Friday that's open to all supporters at Arden Street. Footy back at Arden Street, which is fantastic for the club and,
the
and
elephant?
For the support. That's right, get the elephant back there too. You can come down.
Here go with some gold.
And Saturday as well, our girls will be going at it again. 5:10 at Arden Street. Ooh. Get down, free entry. To be we're building nicely in AFLW, Bill. So another win Saturday, hopefully.
But your favourite AFLW side would be the Cats.
No, I'm North, but I support one player for the Cats.
Hey, she's going well too. Your sister Danielle.
Yeah, she had a good game on the weekend.
Yeah.
Hopefully they get a win this week.
They need a win, but North have been flying. Do you train closely with the girls at North?
We see the girls regularly in there, yeah. We obviously, they train at night.
Yep.
Most of the time, we're out, but they're so keen. They get in as often as possible and into the gym and into the facility. And, we had our season launch with the girls this year as well, which was great.
Great to see the footy being played at the smaller venues, the home of your footy club as well, because I reckon there was about 500 people at that game that Eddie had on the against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, so that would have been great to...
The North fans can get down and pack it out.
Well, I'm sure we will. Dave, a little backhander there. But we they love Arden Street, so they'll be there in full force Friday and Saturday.
Now, a couple of your teammates at North Melbourne, a couple of different cats, I think you would say. Cameron Zerha, who looks like one.
Yes.
And Nick Suva Larky. They share a house in North Melbourne, but they get up to some interesting stuff. Is it true or not that Zerha has got NL tattooed on his bum?
That is true, and it's not the only one he's got tattooed on there. So he's got a couple.
NL being Nick Larky.
That's right, I think he's got a couple other teammates on there as well. So
no tattoos on you?
No.
You're a clean skin?
I'm a clean skin, Bill.
Very good looking man. and Ben Cunnington's had the feathers done, right? I'm going to have a good look at that. Thanks for that.
No, he'll be happy if you can note of that.
Well, we will. We'll pump that up.
You'll see a very different looking Ben Cunnington this year. He's slim, he's fit, and he's got
all
his feathers
long
on top.
You could be in the market, Bill. It's never too late.
Oh, no, I'll tell you, Miguel.
You tried that, Bill, didn't you?
Yeah, and it died. I put a wig on and it died.
You went
I didn't water
twice.
It.
You didn't you water went twice.
And then they scalped me to get it off. Exactly. Oh, wow. We're not supposed to talk about that. But the State of Origin game this Friday night, 7:50 at Marvel Stadium. All funds raised go to the bushfire appeal. So well done to you. Here we go.
Thanks, boys. I'm looking forward to it.
Good luck, you, mate.
Dr. Brownless, you're worried.
I am. I am indeed. Spot on, Rabsy, because I'm worried about the coronavirus. It's getting very, very serious. It's affecting a lot of people, a lot of sports. I think we got
CJ43, Chris Gordy. He's on Friday.
Coming on Friday, and we're going to ask him about the Olympics because it's starting to affect the Olympics days.
It is. All types of sports, Bill, and even today there was mention of AFL matches being cancelled, I think.
Well, you're right. Greg Hunt, who is the Federal Minister for Health, I actually caught up with him, and I asked him this question.
As part of your planning or preparedness on this, have you considered the possibility you might have to cancel events that have major crowds like the AFL?
So the possibility of events is always there, but that is a last resort.
Last resort, which is good.
You caught up with him.
That was a good question. But that's AFL, that's NRL, of course, so that's very serious if we're thinking about cancelling events here in Australia.
Well, at the minute, the Milan Fashion Week has just happened, which I touched on in the opener, and they had the Armani show, which is one of the biggest shows. I'm sure you've worn many of their products over your...
George Armani.
Yeah, Giorgio. And they had the models walking the catwalk with no crowd.
No crowd.
So no crowd. So instead of the celebrities in the front row doing their thing, the big show, it is, no crowd had to live stream it. So the thought was that if AFL matches are getting to that point, is there a chance where the game will be played and there'll be no crowd?
No crowd. Wow.
Which would be good for Freo on Gold Coast, but...
that's normal.
Yeah.
coronavirus has killed more than 2,200 people worldwide. But what about Australia, please?
23 cases recorded at the minute in Australia. 15 of those have recovered.
Right.
And 8 cases are off the Diamond Princess cruise ship and subsequent flight to get them back.
Righto.
They're all in their home states recovering. So... I think the outbreak, as you said, 2,000-odd cases and deaths is huge. Hopefully it doesn't get to the point where, one, it gets to that point at all where the discussion of football matches is a topic.
Do you know what it is, coronavirus, what it actually is?
Well, COVID-19 is the actual official name for it.
Oh, yeah? What does that mean?
No idea, Bill.
Well, it's a bad flu, isn't it?
It's obviously a really bad flu if this is the levels it's getting to, and you can't leave your house. People are getting around the world with the masks on, and obviously a lot of people are dying. So it's very, very serious stuff.
It is indeed, and they're talking about even stockpiling things at home. Not here, of course, but overseas. Things like dried fruits, toilet paper.
One for you. Alcohol-containing hand rub, which one leads to the other generally for you. dried fruit and nuts, I'll keep going. Pet food,
of course. You've got to feed the pets.
That's it. Soft drink or candy.
Candy or lollies.
You might drop a few.
Well, I did in the jungle, but I put it back on. So I've got a good immune system, which is very handy, I think, here. So, look, we should try and get someone on. What's our good doctor doing?
Dr. Rowan White.
Yes. What's Dr. Rowan White doing? Tomorrow. All right, Jill. Thank you. She's out the back there. We're going to get Dr. Rowan White on.
It's dangerous when you start asking questions on air.
If he turns up. Actually, you know, Dr. Rowan White, very good and we love him. He actually forgot to turn up to some AFL games last year. He didn't turn up. You crossed down to him and there was silence.
Oh, very
like
good.
Like having Dr. Peter Larkin on when he used to crack the sads and he wouldn't talk. Come on, Doc. Anyway, we are a bit worried about that. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. What do we got next, Rabsy?
Your joke to wrap up another massive, long show.
Huge. We'll do that again, Rebsy, but it's been a good show, yes.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M. Dale Thomas, Billy Brownless, JB back for the footy season.
Indeed, and time now for the joke. But we've got the Australian one-day international squad named today against New Zealand Days.
One thing I didn't know, Bill, about you was how much you love cricket. You are a genuine pundit of the game.
I love cricket.
Mad
it's a great
for it.
Game.
So run us through it. What are your thoughts on the squad?
Very much the same as they've got over there in South Africa as we speak. No Stoinis, of course, no Maxwell. They're both injured. But they have brought in Josh Hazlewood and also Amanis Lubashane, who's had a great summer, unbelievable summer. So they come into the side. But it's the same when you look at Finch, Agar, Kerry, Cummins, Marsh, Richardson, Smith, Short. Darcy Short still there. Mm-hmm. Stark, Wade, Warner and Zampa. So good luck to the boys there. You got anything else, Dave, before we sign off with one of the great jokes?
Well, two of the games are at the SCG, so nothing in Melbourne, unless that's a typo. That's unfortunate.
Two of the games at the SCG? And nothing in Melbourne?
Has to be a typo.
I think because of footy, the AFL take over the MCG.
Makes a lot of sense.
And one in Hobart.
So very
our
good.
Friends down in Hobart. I'll be happy with that, Dave.
Well, there you go, Bill. I've absolutely nailed that. Now, give us your joke, Bill.
We got a sponsor.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
For the Cremorne Hotel?
Grilled healthy burgers. Now, you've got to listen these days because this is a very good one, this one, okay? Every time I took a girlfriend home to meet my mum, she made it very clear she didn't like the girl and she thought she wasn't good enough for me. We've all had mums like that, haven't we, Days?
Especially
you with that last girlfriend. Sometimes it was her looks, sometimes her interests, and sometimes even the sound of her voice. One day, I was so tired of it, I decided I would find a girl that would look like my mother. Makes sense, doesn't it?
It does, mate.
Have the same interests as my mother and would even sound like my mother. And against all odds, you wouldn't believe it, Days, against all odds, I found her, made her fall in love with me, and I took her home to meet Mum. And guess what?
What, mate?
My dad hates her.
Very good.
That's
one of your better ones.
That's not bad, is it?
That's better from you.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Tomorrow, Bridget DeClos in studio. She is a star. We love Bridge. What else is happening?
Giveaway 2 double four-day passes to the Australian Grand Prix. So tune in for that.
6 p.m. tomorrow. It's a great show. Vibration de s'envoyer du paillasson, limer, ruiner, vider, combler. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy is knocked off for the day. You know what time it is?
What?
Frothy time!
The new TaylorMade Tour Response Ball. Tour quality that doesn't cost the same as tour quality.